Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Australia's hottest golfing podcast is Talk Birdie to Me with Nick O'Hearn and Mark Allen.
I thought I'll go and hit some balls. Go down to the range. Guess who's on the range?
Yeah, of course he is.
It's Tiger hitting balls. I drive the golf cart up behind him. He doesn't see me. Yeah. And just plonk the cart there, start hitting balls. He turns around and looks at me and goes, he said, what the f*** are you doing here?
Talk Birdie to Me. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson. It's hump day with Swanny and friends, Samantha Richards, who's still just one of them.
At the moment, we'll see. Give me 2 hours.
Dane Swan and Makey's returned from Dabble and straight off the back of the Heath Shore Cup. Heath Shore.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. We appreciate the extraordinary work, Samantha, and these two just organising their diaries.
Unbelievable.
This is year two of not being a player anymore, isn't it?
Year four. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm forgotten pretty quickly. Don't worry about
that. No, I'm just wondering how much you've really embraced Dane's lifestyle of...
Well, he's a free agent this year.
Yeah.
I'm not committed to East Keilor this year. Probably got sacked again. Yeah. They probably sacked me without even telling me. Just doing a couple around the country, like Swanee, following his lead.
Oh, so you play for different clubs?
I'll play for a couple of different ones, yeah.
You're a free agent.
Get the weekend back and then I can go watch the footy or go to the races. So that's what I'm planning on doing this year.
What advice you got for the young man?
Well, mate, when we used to travel, around the other side of the world because we could, but we didn't see how wonderful Australia gets to be. So, mate, it's nice just to get around a weekend and see some of rural Australia, rural Victoria that, you'd never got to see because once we finished in the league, you'd go straight off the BNF, you'd go to, different parts of the world because, you could afford it and, you just wanted to get out of Australia and the fishbowl. But now it's great to give back and see some beautiful parts of the country that we never got to see because, we were too busy.
I'm so surprised that the Tourism Board have not jumped on board this Swan FC training.
We've had talks.
Have you? Yeah. Just not the right incentive.
Yeah.
I don't really go anywhere else but pubs and footy clubs. And nightclubs.
Exactly. So I know them well.
let me check. Can you cook?
Oh, no, definitely not. No. 38-year-old single man, he definitely can't cook.
Well, Dane's got a cooking show, did you know?
Yes, I did.
it's hard to believe, but believe it.
There's the next thing to copy.
You better.
Well,
cooking exactly. show or?
No, it's
just eating.
It's a lifestyle show.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's a lifestyle show.
It's a lifestyle show.
It's well into your lifestyle.
It's all done now.
All done. Season one is wrapped.
Yep, it's all done. So,
but it's about to air soon, isn't it?
When does it go to air?
April 13.
Yeah, there you go. He knows his dates now.
So I think we stole the Heater and Daisy show. We stole the time slot. The one that no one can find.
The one that was never on.
Exactly, I think that's my one.
You know what was funny? I spoke to a tradie this morning. He goes, are you still doing the Heater and Daisy show? I said, no, we're not. Haven't done it for about 12 months, mate. But he said he liked it. He said he enjoyed it on a Sunday.
It was good when I could find it. It was fucking hard to find. That's what's going on. The people are going to ask me, where's mine? I'll be, mate, it's somewhere there.
Just look it up. Exactly. Just type it in. Stream it.
So you didn't get the orange vest on, but Heath, were you up there?
I was. I was up. I went up early and caught up with a few boys before I pretended like I was doing some work.
Yep.
And went out to the game. It was good. I knew. I sort of knew that the Giants were going to win. because I knew they were humming.
Ready for it.
And premiership defence doesn't happen in the first round, Dane.
So it's not the first round yet.
But yeah, that's true. Even more so.
It was
but
a practice
I knew that the Giants were flying. So for me, even though the odds were a bit shorter than I thought they should be, I knew they were going to be humming. And I didn't think they'd win that by that much, but that was a bit of a surprise to me. 114
points. Just about their biggest loss, wasn't it?
I think it is. It's the most they've had scored against them in over a year.
Yeah.
So well.
In Craig McRae.
Little do you know, you obviously haven't seen expected score.
No, what was the expected score?
Collingwood by 16.
Was it?
Yep.
Wow, there you go. So. I actually like those expected scores now. Champion data, they're fucking right up my alley. They missed some. Maybe because they didn't train much. They didn't have much goal-kicking practice because their goal-kicking was bad. And
right.
Mason Cox ruffled a few feathers before the game. And
yeah,
you know, well, they say don't poke the bear. So they poked the bear. And
he's been poking the bear since he won the premiership
too. Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah. So it's his fault.
So having played with him, what – as in Shane Mumford.
Oh.
Glad you clarified.
That he bumped into. How much do you think if
Mason about, pretty lucky?
Dane's about to fight.
Is Mason pretty lucky?
What would be the betting market if it was like, Mason Cox versus Shane Mumford?
Mummy would destroy him. One big punch and he'd be gone. But everyone's like, oh, Mumford showed a lot of discipline not to go up. And Mumford didn't even look like he knew what was going on.
Exactly,
like he's just like holding this like big ruck bag going, what am I doing here? He's not the most switched on human being. He wouldn't even known that was going on until he watched the replay later. And then he said, I just made sure I just kept it nice and calm before the game.
Yeah.
He's a big boy, Mumford.
He's got big hands too.
He didn't need that bum pad because he's got a bit of padding on him at the moment.
He does.
We're going to talk about all the markets later. About the this is our whole year preview.
Yeah,
the ones that we don't mention except if we get it right at the end of the year.
Of course, yeah.
But in an overview, how bullish are you about the orange tsunami?
Oh, I think that
we heard that a bit over the weekend.
Yeah. I honestly think that they'll definitely finish top four.
Right,
and I can see if it works out the way it should, that Collingwood play the Giants in the grand final, which would be good. It would have been better last year if that was a result because no one likes Brisbane.
No. Just don't want a home prelim at Giants Stadium. Like, imagine having 8,000 people at Giants Stadium in a prelim. The AFL would not like that.
They wouldn't.
Well, Dane, it happened. We played the Bulldogs there. And
Giants, that's the same stuff, mate. You couldn't pack out fucking MC. You couldn't pack out Eddie Abbott with Bulldogs, GWS.
We ran out onto the ground and we were getting booed by the Bulldogs people. There was more Bulldogs people there than Giants. It was an interesting home grand prelim and we're getting booed as we're running out. But
what was the crowd on Sunday that you feel?
It was packed as I've seen it.
Yeah, but
More Collingwood, GWS or 50-50?
Oh, there was a fair chunk of Collingwood.
Yeah.
I think they did the old school. Remember when we used to play out at City Olympic Park they'd fly in Saturday.
Yeah.
They'd go into the city and then they'd make their way out to Sydney Olympic Park, watch the game, finishes about 10:30, 11, get the train back into the casino, stay there until about 4 and then go straight to the airport and get on the first plane home. So I think a fair few Collingwood people did that because, you know what, accommodation's expensive in Sydney.
It is.
It's smart just to fly in for
it. Where is Giants Stadium? How do you get out there? Is it
Sydney Olympic Park? So
it's
where
there. Okay.
It's just across the road.
That is in the Olympic Village, isn't it?
Yeah, right. So the Easter show is going to be there and all the cows.
It's where the livestock are. Yeah.
Did Mason pitch you a line?
Pardon?
The ground for livestock?
Yeah.
Did Mason pinch your line or did you pinch
his? No, I think I pinched his.
Oh, good.
I was going to say, just claim it.
Well, it works. Claim it, absolutely.
Yep.
So the playing side of things at the moment is just free agent a bit?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually got old last year.
It happens quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It happened for us in local footy, not in the AFL.
Yeah, well, I was like, I started to get real sore after the games and I like to train during the week just to make sure I'm still sharp and I was struggling to train. End up getting an injection of cortisone in my hip. That's how much I was struggling. Missed a couple of games. So I'm like, I think I'm done here. I think it's over. I finally got old and I've tipped over the edge at 38. So
it's not bad.
Yeah, I've got to this far and like my running style's horrific. Like I wasn't someone who really was that professional. Like those guys coming in these days are so professional.
No, it's crazy, isn't it?
Dan, you don't look at all surprised by this.
What's weird, like now a little cool thing to do is show like all these young kids in the off season is show them training in like
weird and wonderful spots now are they? Where back then it was us drinking piss in all different parts of the world. Now they're all going to these football academies and going to train with elite athletes all across the world. Back then it was just going to Bali, going to New York, going to Vegas and drinking piss for 6 weeks.
Maybe go for a couple of jogs along exactly. the beach just in case, just to keep the legs ticking over. But these guys are like 10 times more professional before they even get drafted than what we were during our careers. So
it's crazy.
I don't think they will, like, their longevity is going to be
burning out
as much as us, and that's why we can play local footy at 38. Exactly. There'll be no local footy for Nick Dacos at 38, I wouldn't have thought.
One of the things...
I think he'll be all right without it, though.
One of the things... What do you
depends how much he loves it. They all love it.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Yeah, they love it a lot.
One of the things Dane's, opened his heart about is the anguish he's had to go through at local footy, realising all of a sudden he just can't get straight in when it comes to medical needs. Have you noticed the difference between not being an AFL player?
Yeah, how much that cortisone shot cost you?
Yeah, it wasn't ideal. I had to ring a few people to try and get in that. But even before the games... Can't like get a massage.
No,
you can't
fuck.
Get anything. You're there's like one pretty toilet. Much got the deep heat on your legs.
There's one toilet. Yourself. Your quads are sore. You got to stay in a deep squat over the toilet bowl for 7 minutes. Like the dunnies are horrific. The showers are like, you know, 1 centimeter one way. You fucking burn your melt your skin off 1 centimeter to the left, mate. You're like you're on the Antarctic. Like, and you finally get it right. Some fucking asshole walks in, and turns the other one on, and just go psh, like you. Oh man, it's no good. Like then you got to have a shower once you get out of the shower because all the mud and shit that from the leaks out from the change rooms of the shower, your legs are filthy again because you walk back out there. So it's
you didn't see a lot of mud in the MCG or in your play.
Mate, the first time I played local footy after I finished, I had to ask someone what this was on the ground. So what is this shit on me? Get it off. It's no good.
It is good to get back to the grassroots and remember when you were a kid training on like a Wednesday night, you just used to slide through the mud and get as dirty as humanly possible. We're playing AFL. We don't want to get dirty at all.
Exactly. Nah. Now, keep your feet. Keep your feet.
Don't want to get dirty at all. Right. It's like it's a changing of the guard, definitely.
Oh, yeah. I heard your old coach, Mick, on ABC during the week. And Ben Cameron's a host. And he cheekily asked, because he was with Luke Ball, and he said, were you a right to Luke Ball? He said, were you a role player or were you a star player? And he said, I think you're stirring me up. And he goes, Mick. And Mick said, I never differentiated.
I think he's lying. You,
did he differentiate?
Oh, I'd say he did, yes. Just a little bit. Yep. Now, Luke had his moments.
Did you call him a star player or a role player?
He was a star at some stage, yeah. Mm. Obviously, your body's let him down a bit towards the end, but he was exactly what we needed for us. We won the flag when we got him and Joel's 2010. But you have to differentiate.
Yeah, he wasn't a star at Collingwood. He was, these midfielders called him the shovel. He'd just get in there and shovel the ball out to them so they can actually do the rest. Ball. You don't need to kick it, mate. You don't need to do anything. You just get that ball, put your head over it, and then just shovel it out to them.
Did Mick have more than one rule for everyone?
I'd hate to say that rule book because he would have an individual sort of dossier on every single person. He had his list of people who he could target during meetings if we lost. He had the people he had to give like a cuddle. He had the people who'd have to pump him up to get him going before.
Were you a copper spray or a copper cuddle?
No, we were spray.
We were spray.
There was a few people.
Me and Jono, we'd cop sprays. But there's also...
Did any of you cop sprays even when you didn't fuck up and someone else didn't? He just needed to take it out on someone?
Yeah, you'd walk in and say, find me some clips on Swan or find me some clips on Johnson. I don't care what it is, just so I could yell at him.
even if they were best on ground.
Yeah, exactly.
If we lost or we wanted to make an example.
You walk in, you've had 40 and kick two and think, fuck, here we go.
Yeah, I'm laughing.
Comfortable today. Like, no stress here. And then all of a sudden you're like, I'm not goal side there. I'm walking. Oh, fuck. Here we go.
Well, the prime example was probably when it wasn't Mick, it was Eddie sprayed Jono when me and Dids got done driving. That was probably like Jono had the popcorn ready to go, thinking these boys are in big trouble, but I can sit back and relax. Yeah. And somehow, Jono cops the spray.
He made eye contact because you always used to enjoy when someone else was getting in trouble because it wasn't you. You're like, fuck you, beauty. I'm going to sit up tall, nice posture, thinking someone else is getting a spray. Then you make eye contact. And what about fucking you? What about you? But there was different rules, mostly for the core blokes who could get away with a bit more because we knew what we needed to do to. You know, we could go and probably have a drink when we weren't allowed or not have to do weights because we played well on the weekend. But the young kids had to do everything right.
Actually, we spoke behind your back last week, well, inadvertently, so just
these things
for right reply. Sam Kerr, there was unknowns and knowns, but what we did know was that she didn't tell her bosses that she got arrested. And I said to Dane,
so that does that happened to Collingwood?
About, would that have ever happened? And he spoke about you.
It happens a fair bit.
Yeah. So you lied, but you caved as well.
Yeah, yeah. That's what he said. He said you were a caver.
Yeah, but it was like they were just piling up on top of me. the evidence was pretty clear. You can still keep going back to the well, but yeah. It just kept on coming more and more. But yeah, you always sort of play down when you get in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what. It's like, did you have a few like drinks? And you're like, yeah, like.
Maybe I had maybe one or two more than I should have. Yeah. I had a million, but I had seven maybe. Probably touched it over to eight.
Yeah, 0.14. Yeah, exactly. You probably had a few more than that, I reckon. Like, and then you just sort of play it down and try. And even when I got in trouble for betting on footy, it was, well, she was like, we're on in the car together on the way to AFL house. And he's like, mate, just let me know. Have you ever been on AFL? No.
Hey.
No, I haven't. And he's like, usually when you get called in, they might have something on you. So just letting you know that. It's like, nah, never done it. Walk in, they press play. I'm like, yep, that's definitely me. That's definitely me handing the money to my mate who goes and puts the bet on and then gives me the ticket. It was very discreet. Yeah. And then we're on the way home. Walsh's like, Heath, I warned you. Like, I gave you every chance. He goes, why didn't you just tell me the truth? And I said, I thought we'd get away with it.
That's exactly right. Well, you're not going to give it up if you think you're getting away with it.
No, so I was like, oh, well, it only cost me 10 weeks, I think, that one.
Yeah.
So,
oh, wow, beautiful. You would have paid 400.
Oh, actually, take away suspensions, I might have. Might have got 350.
350.
Yeah, I reckon I might have been pretty close.
Well, you learnt your lesson from betting. What are you doing, going for a job?
I am doing betting, but I've
got another one too.
It's all legal. I've got another job too.
You've got two jobs.
Yeah, yeah. At the moment,
you've got something else in common.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so much better than having one.
Yeah,
because you can play off each other. What are you doing? Oh, no, I'm working for them today.
Yeah,
I'm working for them today. And he's like, yeah, sweet. Just keep mixing them in, so no one knows where you are.
What's your other job?
I work for New Balance.
Yep.
Yeah, so selling school uniforms to schools.
Don't have to go for lunch regularly?
Yeah, you have to catch up for coffees and lunch with everyone. Principals like going out for a free lunch, don't worry. So that's the main target for me.
Just
selling shoes as well? Or
No, not shoes, but I can get you a 40% discount code. Can you?
Mind you, when you said you had to pay for footy boots.
I did, yeah. Fuck, I should have got him in here 2 weeks ago.
Exactly.
I had to pay for my New Balance footy boots, 40% off by that.
Yeah,
so.
What are they like?
They're good.
Yeah, no, you didn't say that full of fucking confidence.
Yeah, they're boots. No, they're actually all right. I got the leather one, so like I like leather footy boots. These ones these days are too.
Yeah, I know.
They fall apart.
Yeah, like so. Socks and shit on the top of them. Well, they're no good. No,
hey, yeah, how far did you go at school, please?
Year 12.
Year 12?
Yeah.
No uni?
No.
Dane?
Yeah, finished year 12.
Yep. Sam? You would have done uni.
A couple of times, yeah.
You're the smart one of us. Yeah.
But you would have gone.
Halfway through year 11, I left.
Okay.
No, I just saw this thing in the paper today. Isn't in The Age. Melbourne's top heroin city is drug spenders bikes.
Hang on.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Melbourne's top heroin spenders.
City is drug spend spikes. So people are paying more for drugs and Melbourne is the top heroin city.
Yeah.
And do you know how they
If you're going to do something well, if you're going to do something right.
Number one.
If you're going to do something wrong, you might as well do it right.
So they found this out as part of the commission's study. Testing is carried out at several wastewater sites. Across the country.
They test your poo water.
So all these smart kids, well, we were looking at footy, me to try and get paid talking about it because there was no talent in these two champions. Well, we had to look at the smart kids. You know what they're doing for a living now?
What?
They're studying people's poo to see how much drugs are in the system.
They were doing that during COVID too, weren't they?
Yeah. That's the smart kids that we should have done.
It's a smart theory looking at something people use quite regularly.
Poo.
Regularly. Mm. And everyone does to find out the stats on these things. So
how was your day, Dale?
It's pretty smart.
Where do they go for? Where do they go for it?
Shit.
Yeah,
they'll get sent back Surge to them. They get out the magnified glass, I assume, and oh, wow, look at this one.
Okay. What all kinds? Like, you know, when it turns white if it bakes in the sun for a bit long, and like wet ones, and
they would have the full form guide on that.
Yeah.
So that's what the smart kids did. So. Study up, kids.
And the people left in year 11 are reading about the smart kids.
Yeah, exactly. Righto, season preview. This is one that we all as I said, we'll bring it all out if we get them right. Sam.
Yes, let's talk about it. It's now, Dane, would you believe it? Round one of the AFL Premiership season. Exactly.
Footy's about to start. It's great. We're going to Pies kick off their Premiership defence Friday night.
Friday night. Are you going?
Yeah, I think so. I have to.
Where will you be?
I think I'm in a box. Yep. Hosting, I think.
That box life. Love it.
Yeah, well, I got a fair drive Saturday, so I'm training Saturday morning, so I'll be off the piss, I think. Maybe just a couple.
Fuck. There wasn't even a breath in between that sentence. You didn't even come up for air.
Well, I know myself.
Yeah. Self-aware.
Yeah.
At least you are.
Yeah, stop kidding myself. I was like, this fight's coming up. I'm going to go for a piss, get me healthy for a month. I just had a three-day bender. Oh, well, not three-day bender, but I was on the piss 3 days in a row. Like, just too much shit comes up. I need to postpone the footy season and things and weddings. It's like, I'm going to have like 2 or 3 weeks off, try and get our feet. You go, oh, well, here's a wedding. Footy's back here. I got this birthday here. I got fucking Christmas in March here. I got this here. And it's like,
Why don't you just say thanks, but no thanks. I'd rather stay in.
You can't. We've got some big fights on Sundays. So, like, you got to have a beer down the pub on Sundays with your mates.
Do you, though?
You do.
Do you?
You do.
How would you go?
Do you think he's
pregnant?
Got this conversation at home before he left? Yeah.
I'd love nothing more than have been able to give birth to my children.
Really?
And being able to nurture them. I would love nothing more.
And all the things that you can and can't.
But unfortunately, God decided it wasn't for us. So I have to go out and be a man.
You're assuming.
He got the short straw.
Exactly. I'd love to sit at home and wake up and breastfeed countless hours through the night. And have twins nestled in on me all night and my children craving for me so my partner can sleep all night. I would love that. I would love that and not be able to leave the house for 3 years because I've got young children. I would live nothing more. But unfortunately, that's not the way God planned the world.
Right.
So I'll have to go out.
You have to go to the pub with the boys to watch probably the 7,000th fight that you've seen in your life.
They're all different. I have to go out and pillage and plunder.
They are.
So it's unfortunate part of the world, but you know, it is what it is.
God, so you didn't do any of those like self sacrifices when Taylor couldn't drink, you didn't drink with her, or
what's the point of two of us being unhappy?
That's a good point. I agree with that one.
Let's get into the football.
You just reminded me. I didn't ask you about Dale's wedding, please.
Oh yes.
Were you on the bridal party?
Yes, I was.
Anything we should put across to our listeners?
It was an interesting couple of days.
So this is the thing we mentioned off air. All weddings seem to be 3 days these
days. Yeah, it was.
How did you get there?
I drove by myself. Three and a half hours.
Was there any other means of transportation? Anyone else?
Well, I jokingly said, what time can my helicopter land? Because I'm not driving 3.5 hours. And Daisy and his now wife said, oh, you have to organise with Eddie because he's going to arrive around this time. And I thought they were joking. And so we're having lunch the day of and Daisy's like, oh, Eddie's just texted, he's coming, he's going to land about this time. So they're literally moving the wedding around, like, so the timing, so he's not destroying everything with the helicopter landing. I thought you were taking the piss. And he's like, no, he's flying in, and then later that night he's flying straight back out, going to the airport and then going to LA. So that was an interesting part. The recovery was another interesting part. I was going to pay someone. I said to one of the guys, well, I'll give you $500 if you push Daisy's sister in the pool.
Yeah. was she like in a bikini or like in proper clothes?
No, they were in like, I didn't read the invitation. It was like the Hamptons the next day, the theme. So everyone was in white and all that sort of stuff. Obviously she was in white.
You?
And I was still in my suit, my suit pants.
Had you gone to bed?
And I went for a little bit. Yeah. I lost my jacket, my shirt, my shoes. I still had the pants, so that's a positive. And he wouldn't do it. He was a bit scared. He's like, oh, my mate, give five. Just push her in the pool. It'd be funny.
But was she walking around the edge of the pool? Like,
yeah, it was like a pool party. No, she was just like there. You could get access to her.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah. And then so at just one point, I was just like, just had a rush of blood and just, just pushed her straight
such
in.
A pest.
And then.
How'd that go down?
It was okay. It was like a bit of a shock. Everyone was like, ooh. That's
laughter or a bit like, oh, I don't know whether
I should. A couple of people laughed. Yeah. A couple of people
laughed. Like, that hang on, were they laughing at you or with you?
They were laughing at the fact that I did it because I was saying someone else, trying to get someone else to do it. And then she was sort of like hunting around. I saw her coming after she went and got changed. And I'm like sort of hiding away. But then turned my back for like 1 minute.
She got you.
She spear tackled me into the fence.
Into the
fence. Cut up all my hand. And then not only that, she like, I was in the garden bed and she had me and she was like throwing dirt in my face. And everyone was like sitting there in shock. But we hugged and made up after that. But it was like, everyone's like, oh, you guys okay? I'm like, yeah, it's like, she's like my sister, but right. I probably shouldn't have pushed her in the pool.
Was it hot?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, well.
It was okay.
Cool down, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was it was a big couple of days. It was good. It was a good wedding. There was some mixed bag of footballers and all of the above. But
and media people now that Daisy's full-time
yeah.
media.
Yeah, there was a unlike few you. There. There was a few there. Yeah, there was a bit going on. It was a nice little estate down.
Well, it was 3.5 hours away.
Yeah, near the Grampians. Oof. So
recommend? I'm looking for wedding venues.
Yeah, it was very good. I must admit, it was very good. It's just...
And you all stayed on site, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like glamping, but it is 3.5 hours away.
Yeah, so exactly. That's
the issue. So if you get helicopters for everyone, then...
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. I'll ask Ed if we can borrow his.
Just lock it in.
Yeah.
That's good.
Thank you. Let's talk football. It is round one of the AFL Premiership season for 2024. And we start with Thursday night footy where the Carlton Blues take on Richmond at the MCG. It's 4th versus 8th, if that means anything in round one. $1.39 to Carlton. No. $1.39 to Carlton, $2.94 to Richmond. The line is $1.90. 16.5.
You're out of practice, aren't
you? I am very much out of practice. -16.5 to Carlton, and the over-unders, we're going to start with you, Ralph, is 163.5.
You don't want to take too much out of round one, and Richmond have got some very, very good players back.
Round one's just
Jesus,
starting.
They look like shit.
That was
horrible.
It could have been a lot worse too, yes. I think. Gold Coast started off like a house on fire.
Besides, put the queue in the rack at halftime and just...
Yeah,
because it was a practice match. They're like, we've done our work, and then just Brisbane... Thursday night, whatever it was.
But it is the old theory. Yeah, it is hot. And the old theory is, a Gold Coast actually going to be good this year, or is it Richmond starting to drop off?
But as in the temperature hot, being that's 5 day break compared to Carlton's 6 day break, logic tells you Carlton's going to cover, doesn't it?
Well,
I'll go with logic. 6.5 Carlton.
Yeah.
Okay. Heath.
Yeah, I'm the same. I think, I was probably like everyone, thought Brisbane going to win last week against Carlton, and... They were the only team I got wrong. But they've got two key forwards that can change a game, and that's what you need. And Lynch is coming back off injury, so I'm not sure if he'll be cherry ripe either.
Yeah. The line should be 30.
You'd think.
Like, if you're going on last week's final practice matches, they're basically full dress rehearsals. I don't know if Dustin coming back, Lynch and whoever else, but...
There's a good third, whoever else.
Nankervis.
Very
good. They've won 9 of the last 10, Richmond, in this opening
from
round against Carlton.
And what do you think about those stats?
What's Richmond's stats at the Gabba this year?
I don't know. I just heard it.
0-1.
Yeah. Carlton should be 5 goals. So in saying that, you know, if you're doing your own line in your head, that's what I usually think. Yep. If it was five goals, I'd probably still take Carlton. So like 16, I think you're getting a bargain.
Yep. Snap.
Why didn't they just call that round one and just move the dates forward? Because there's talk about eventually that becoming round one.
They're fucking imbeciles.
Why didn't they? Because they didn't want to change all that.
They didn't want to make it a full round.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. So, tell 30 me. Seconds. They didn't want to make it a full round. They wanted to make it a northern round for the northern markets. But it's all about the TV here. So some horrendous takes from people in the industry over the past week. Whatever your opinion is of it. It had nothing to do with supporters going up there.
TV.
Yeah. So Channel 7 got 3 more primetime games that they wouldn't have got otherwise.
Yeah.
That's the market. They pay $2.5 billion for it.
They can do what they want.
Well, not just that, but the AFL are then trying to go negotiate the next one. So that all of a sudden makes the next deal worth more. And you wouldn't believe it, Dane, the players end up getting paid more out of this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You get an extra round of
footy. You reckon they'll be for it? I reckon they will be. So that's why.
Just call it round one. Like, call it what it is.
Yeah, right.
Anyway. We digress. The next game is Collingwood hosting the Sydney Swans at the MCG. Collingwood are paying $1.53. Sydney, $2.51. The line is -10.5 to the Pies. And the over-unders, Dane, is 163.5.
This is the...
$2.50 is a lot for the Swans.
No, I'm the other way.
There's been a move too, by the way, for the Swans at the points.
Well, you can go as well. I hope it keeps coming down, because if the Pies go into 7 or 8, or the other way, I think Collingwood's better than round.
Really?
Yeah.
At the blind?
Not
the Moo?
No. Because I think they could blow them out.
They might bend them over.
Yep. Just be, yeah. Mate, they'll come out snarling, or that's the Bulldogs. Bulldogs. Sorry, but I think.
Does he know you're on Jersey theory?
Yeah. They're good from behind. Coming from behind.
Oh.
The Pies. Not on the weekend, they weren't. No, but I think Collingwood will smarten up this week. They got, obviously, their pants pulled down on the weekend. They won't lose 2 in a row. Swans had a good win, but I think the Pies win this pretty comfortably.
I wouldn't even go at the line. Just if you've got 250 for Sydney, just take that 250.
Unfurling the flag, I'll ignite some passion. Yep.
Swans, it was a practice match, but it was like 3 weeks ago they played the Giants and beat them by 35 or 40. And previous to that, they'd been doing match practice for like 4 weeks or whatever it is compared to what the Giants were. So I think
Swans are burnt out.
They burn out by the end of the year. Probably not by round one.
Very strong form beating the Demons.
Yeah, and you've got
very, to... Very, very strong form.
They started off horrific last year at Sydney, and I don't think Big Horse want them to start off horrific again this year. So
yeah, nah.
The Pies could be zipping too.
What's the line against him?
10. The line is minus 10.5 to the Pies.
Well, that's for our scoreboard, whichever way it goes. I'll pull out the cash cow. 139, me.
139? Yeah.
Interesting.
Pies.
Yeah.
Pies. Okay, we're going to go back to you, Ralph, for this next one. It is the Bombers hosting the Hawks at NG Stadium. Nope, MCG. Fuck, what's wrong with me today? Good Lord.
Are you pregnant?
I nearly have a baby this morning. It is still in there, we can confirm. MCG, Essendon hosting the Hawks. Essendon are paying $1.73. The Hawks are $2.12. The line is minus 4.5 to the Bombers. The over-unders is 169.5.
Oh, this is the better around Essendon. 4.5. This could be a whopping.
Yeah. I know they've got no form to read on.
Yes, so that's right. So they're unbeaten.
Yeah.
This is just a nil-all draw for this game. I'm like, I've got no idea.
Well, if it's 1-0, that's 6 points. So that'll cover the line.
Because
so
it's like Hawthorn. They played okay last year in patches, and Essendon, you just don't know what they've got.
What about some of the Hawks in the media, the ex-Hawks, as in from the champion era, that had got jobs in the media? At one stage, they were pushing for Sam Mitchell to be coach of the year. They came 16th. I know it's one thing to stick up.
Because they won like 2 games out of 2, right,
Isn't this the other strange thing about only having a half round to start with? Only half the game. Like, half of them have played a game. Half of them are on their round one. Yep. It makes no fucking sense.
And afterwards, whatever, win or lose, I'll say that was because they had an advantage, or that was because it was a disadvantage. Yeah. So anyway, 4.5. Hawthorn are just no good. Essendon don't know yet that they're no good. So that's the advantage to Essendon. 4.5 for me.
Hey.
Yeah, I'll take Essendon just purely on the fact that they've got better players.
Yeah, I absolutely cannot, in my right mind, pick one of those sides, so I'm taking the total. I'm taking the over.
Right.
I think they're
both. What is the over?
169.5.
I think they can score that much.
Well, I think they're that shit. That, like,
someone will.
Yeah, exactly. Like, their defense are that
bad. But are you watching it?
Saturday afternoon.
No, 1:45.
I'll be listening to that on the radio. I'll be driving.
Because you go somewhere.
Yeah,
talk?
Yeah. So I'll be in the car. So that's what I'll be listening to. But it's not a system play, because I won't be sitting on the couch watching it. No. I'll be flicking between a podcast and that.
Dane can't have an under if he's watching it. Heath, did you know that?
So that's why every Friday night game I back the over. Because I can't sit there. It's like the NBA. You can't sit there and go, miss. Fuck, just chip it round, because you're watching a shit game.
So did you go the under for Melbourne Swans the other last week on the Thursday night, where that was a putrid game? And
I did.
You went the under or you went the over?
I went the under because I was out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Theory works.
I actually nailed every over under. There's only 4 of them, but I should have multi-tiered them all together. I'm a fucking idiot. But I got them all right. I took them all right. I got the under in the first game. I took the over the Friday night. I took the over in the Giants-Pies game. That one is in. The Richmond game went over by a goal. So a lot of overs to start the year. I think fatigue kicks in late in the game. And they just
and the like good teams get it.
And because, as you know, when fatigue kicks in, it's a fucking lot easier to run when you got the ball than it is to chase some cunt. Like, so,
wow.
Like, when fatigue kicks in, you're like, I certainly was like that. So I'm not chasing him, but the ball gets turned over. You watch me. My fastener the same bolt when I think I can get the ball.
Three or four goal losses turn into six. Exactly. Or eight
goal losses. Fatigue kicks in early in the year, and I think, you know, game opens up after half time.
Fatigue kicked in Brisbane.
Yeah, I did it quickly. Exactly. No, right. Oh, that game went over by a point when Harry Mackay kicked it. That's right. That's the goal that went over.
God bless
by a point.
Him.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next game. And you won't believe it, it's at NG Stadium. GWS.
What game's that?
Are hosting North Melbourne.
Oh, GWS, oh, here we go.
The land of the livestock up there. GWS are paying $1.08. North Melbourne are $8. The line.
One for your multi value. Will this be a double multi, though?
Oh, mate, you'd whack it in. You whack it in for $1.08, wouldn't you?
You have to.
These boys.
I nearly did it yesterday last leg. I had Denver Nuggets at $1.07. I just put them in. They were down 21 halfway through the third quarter. They ended up winning, but man, I was getting angry at myself. It's like every fucking time. Except not, like, all the other legs were like at odds, and then I was like, I'll put it in.
Let's repeat our mantra for this year. The only thing bookies love more than a 6-leg multi is a 7-leg multi. Yep.
46.
$1.08 to GWS, $8 to North Melbourne. The line, Heath, is -46.5 to the Giants, and the over-unders is 176.5.
Yeah.
They might score that on their own.
Well, the thing about the Giants is their forward line is so unique that it wouldn't know how to, like, who to match up on who.
Yep.
Callum Brown, we recruited him from Ireland, and he ends up kicking 5 goals, and Toby Green kicks 1. Round one, so it's
Toby couldn't get 15 for me either. Yeah, he had about short. 4. Couldn't get me 15 touches. Sure. And then that ruined me same game.
Kicks 4. Jesse Hogan kicks 4 as well.
Kicked so they've straight got too.
Plenty of avenues. I reckon it's definitely over. Definitely over.
They might score it on their own.
125 to 130, I reckon. Because someone will get a hold of them, and I reckon Toby could be the man this week.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'll go the other way. It's a high line, and if they don't score it on their own, like if they score 160, I'm not sure North Melbourne will kick 16.
that's my other team, Ralph.
So I'll go the other way. I'm going the under.
Oh, yeah. I think GWS will kick 5 goals a quarter at least. 5-6 goals a quarter. There's
20.
Yeah, there's fucking 20 goals. That's 120 points. Yeah. That means they 130. So they've got to kick.
40, North 40, you're under.
North got to kick a goal and a half a quarter or something like that. 2 goals a quarter. I think they can do
your,
it.
Your math says you'll never get a job studying poo.
No, exactly. GWS have jumped out of the blocks. Yeah, so 46 just too high because, you know,
get to a point.
Do they get off the, you know, round one they've been fucking, they were hammering.
What happens when the crowd gets behind them?
Yeah. The North. But like, crowd. You know, do they come off their sugar hit? You know, last week they were pumped for it. Do they just... Oh, we're playing North. You know, they overlook them and they only win by 5-6 goals. I can see that happening, but I'm taking the over.
All right. Dane over.
Okay.
Heath over. Me under.
It'll be an interesting one, won't it? Okay. We're heading down the highway to the newly refurbished and built GMHBA Stadium in Geelong. The Cats are hosting St Kilda. The Cats are paying $1.50. Saints, $2.60. The line, Ralph, is -11.5. to the Cats, and the over-unders is 159.5.
Before we do this, I'm just going to get something off my chest. Okay. So I thought of something very, very amusing last night. Was, you know, the Kate Middleton photo that was doctored.
No.
You haven't seen that?
No, I'm zero interest in the Royals.
You don't need any interest in it. You haven't seen the controversy.
No, I swear to God, I haven't.
That was a killer order in it.
So they released a photo of Kate Middleton with the kids. Have you seen it?
I've seen it, yes.
Right. So there's been huge worldwide controversy that the photo was doctored.
Okay, was it?
Yes. To the point where she's joined our club. Kate, she's apologised.
She had to put out an apology.
Yeah.
So her story. Why she apologised for the photo was doctored? She doctored it.
She doctored it.
Oh, did she?
She, yeah, her apology was, look, I'm a mum who, and an amateur photographer. I like to play around with photos. Everyone edits their photos. Like, sorry.
Well, I don't.
What's the big deal?
What did she doctor it to? What did she make herself look better?
No. She
just got the best one. She got like the best. There was,
yeah. With the kids different frames.
So it's like, she doctored it so everyone looked perfect.
Okay.
Which is a feature of the new Google Pixel, isn't it?
Do you know who the youngest of the boy?
Louis.
Okay. So I have fuck all idea about it, but I thought this would be very, very amusing if I doctored up the photo of Kate with the three of us around it. But I don't know how to do it. So I said to my teenage son who's now doing that sort of area at uni, would you know how to do this? And he said, yeah, that's not too hard. And so what would you want me to do? And my wife, best friend, 30 odd years or whatever, however long we've been together, said, well, obviously Dad will be Louis because he's the shortest one. How am I going in my own house?
No, not great.
So I'm taking St Kilda at the unders. I have no confidence about Geelong, even though they're unveiling the
St.
new
St Kilda at the unders Grand or St Kilda at the line?
At the line, sorry. Yeah, the line.
Plus under 11.5.
11.5. Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if they knock them off. I don't have a lot of faith about Geelong this year. And
at home.
At home.
You got them in their eight? You got them in your eight?
No.
Interesting. Can't wait we'll to get to that. Out.
So yeah. I'll go the Saints.
Okay, huge. Yep. Wow.
You've got no form to go on.
This is true. See?
Yeah,
see
I'm not the same with that. I'm not sure on Geelong and I'm not sure on the Saints either. I'm just going to go with Geelong because it's down there just to win $1.50. I think Jezza will have a big year.
Yeah. Got him on in for the Coleman.
Yeah, I like
Stay
it.
Stay tuned.
I like it.
If it goes on last year, St Kilda were horrific to watch. Narrow ground, the unders. I can't see.
What's the over under?
159.5.
See, they're under that. They're so smart, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yep, but you still, they won't cover it.
No. Like you said, not convinced in Geelong. Down there, they play pretty slow game, and St Kilda make your eyes bleed watching them. So, under for me.
And I will not be watching it.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
But I'll be gambling on it.
Of course. And that's why it's an under.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll head up the coast, to the Gold Coast, in fact. They are playing the Adelaide Crows at People First Stadium on the Gold Coast. $1.72 to the Suns, $2.13 to Adelaide. The line is -4.5 Dane to the Gold Coast. And the over-unders is 167.5.
I actually like Adelaide this year. I think they'll be pretty good. I've got them reasonably high up in on the ladder. Gold Coast, they had a training run last week, basically. But I got the overs right. So I can't pick a side here. I'm leaning probably Gold Coast just because they've had a run. And I think, but I'm going to stick with the over. For them.
What's the over line again?
The over for that game is 167.5.
I'm going to stick with the overs. So, yeah, it's a tough game to pick. I'm going to have a bet in the who's going to win. I'll probably take Gold Coast just on. They've had a run. But I'm not for the scoreboard, I'm taking the over.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm not sold on the Suns just yet. But their good players played well last week, which is what you want. Midfield battle would be pretty good. And they got some keys up forward. So I think the Suns will win, but I reckon the overs is probably the safer option.
Low injuries, I think that's been a bit of a swing against the Crows because we've seen the Suns, but as we said, it wasn't against the team that was AFL standard last week in the Tigers. So I will go the Crows at 4.5 start.
Okay, thank you for your input, lads. It's now Sunday afternoon football and your mob are hosting my mob. It's Melbourne.
Are you there? You're not there. It's D's.
No, it's
game.
D's home game. Melbourne hosting the Western Bulldogs at the Mighty MCG. Melbourne $1.65. The Dogs are $2.25. The line is -7.5 to the D's. And the over-unders, Ralph, is 165.5.
Get there and make some noise on the other side of the glass where I won't hear you, please, D supporters. We need to actually get rid of it. So this is such a fork of the road for the D's. Such a fork of the road game.
They go 0-2. Oh, the culture's going to cop a fair fucking hiding.
Yeah, exactly. Logic says we'll bounce back.
They'll be all on the bag Saturday night if the season's over. Like, then let me tell you.
Yeah. Boxing bag to, like, get fit? No.
Bag of cocaine.
Righto.
Dane had this wacky theory, Heath, that the culture that supporters care about is the winning one. The rest of the culture, they actually couldn't give a fuck about.
It's pretty hard to go past winning culture.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm going.
Didn't the Eagles of the 90s have a winning culture?
Yeah.
And
they won a few premierships.
A culture?
Yeah.
Well, the noughties. Definitely the noughties.
North, they drank paper piss. A bit different era back then, but they were very successful.
They had the Friday night games and they would all go to Sydney because no one would spot them up there.
Is that true?
That is absolutely true.
Okay,
that's correct. So either team under 15 and a half. I think it'll be a very tight game. And that's $2.60. I think it'll be a very tight game. The Dogs, I think, will start the season very well. Yeah, but hopefully, go D's.
They're talking all the talk.
15 and a half either team.
Heath, your thoughts, please.
I think Melbourne are a bit short. Because, you know what, you have to score goals to win games of football.
Really?
Which is, they found it pretty difficult last week.
Heath, into the mic.
But the Bulldogs.
There we go.
I'm not sure. I saw Bevo on TV the other day and he's just put everyone on notice. Like, he could drop anyone at any point. So I'm not sure what the team will look like.
As in drop them?
Yeah. He might drop them if they don't perform with his big biceps and his brand new chompers.
He's also got a good tan, doesn't he, Bevo?
He does. He puts a lot of work
into his Chris Scott. Image. You know, Chris Scott had that glow up a couple of years ago with the.
So I'm just going to go Bulldogs to win.
Good for you.
Yep. 0-2, Melbourne. Maybe 0-2 Collingwood as well.
Oh, I love Melbourne's culture.
We know you do.
So, I think they've nailed it down there. So, I've got Melbourne in my top four. I think Melbourne, this is their get right game. I think they crunch the Dogs. I don't have the Dogs very, very high at all this year. I think the D's crunch the Dogs. So okay. Give me the line. I'd take a 17-18 point line with the D's. At the moment.
Okay, thank you for that.
Cozzy Pickett, begin.
Well, you need something, don't you? Jeez. Port Adelaide, over in Adelaide, are hosting the West Coast Eagles. Port, $1.06. No. The Eagles are $9.20. The line is -47.5, Heath, and the over-unders for this one is 176.5.
Don't know with this one, because it's. I think West Coast are... Not that they're improved from like sort of
Harley Reid's going to save them.
They've just got people back in, so they've got some troops back in. So I don't know if $9.20. Elliot Yeo,
back. Yeo,
darling, a few of those guys. Is McGovern back in? I think he might be back in.
Ben
as well.
Cousins,
Daniel
Kerr.
They need him.
Chris
Jaffe. I don't think Daniel Kerr.
There's a few.
He's
Samantha.
Back in the news.
Yeah.
So I think.
Glenn Jakovic, I think, is coming back.
Ought have the firepower, Andrew but Edley. I think I'll just go,
Brett
I'll just go under that line. I'm going to take under that line. I think West Coast will put up a bit more fight.
Yeah,
than they
so taking the West Coast to the line.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm giving them a chance early on.
I'm going Port at the line.
I'm giving them a chance early on. Don't know why, but I think
I'm the same.
I think I think round one they fire up, have a crack, and then they get beat by 45.
They
cover.
They have to have a crack.
We do need to
they
learn.
Literally have to have a crack.
We need to learn one thing from history though, with your betting early in the season. If you're going to have a little multi, take the other way. Spend less and take the fucking anything could happen multi.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no form.
Yeah, exactly. It takes about 5 or 6 rounds before to be able to nail the form.
Yep.
Because top eight never stays the same. As Mick always says, there's always at least one change. So someone's going to fall out who we expect to be good and someone's going to go in who we expect to be shit.
Did we cover for you there long enough?
You did. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your insight. We head to the last game of the round. Fremantle over at Optus Stadium are hosting
put Port
Lions.
In your dollar six in your multis.
Sorry, I didn't say more. I think Port will cover 47
yeah,
said half.
Yeah.
47 and a half. Frio hosting the Lions.
Yeah. Stop. You're bullish on them this year as you were last year?
I backed them during the week. I'll tell you what in a sec.
Frio at $2.62. Brisbane are $1.50. The line is plus 12.5 to the Dockers. Would you like to go first? And $1.66 is the over-unders.
I saw $90 on Betfair, so I had $30 on them.
Okay.
Just at 90.
No, that's a 90.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
90.
Well, the lore is, Heath, smart punters expect to lose. Have you thought about that?
No, I haven't. But I just remember last year expected them to win a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, completely fucked that. I've got this year's Fremantle, so I'm about to jinx the team.
Okay.
Where we get to the season.
That's what we like.
But in that, they probably should be 40 or 50 to 1. So if someone put up 90, I'll have $13 on it. That's it. So 12.5 is a good. I think Coleman's a massive loss for Brisbane.
Yeah.
And particularly immediately, because they're going to have to restructure everything, aren't they? I mean, he's their man to distribute from the back half, and it's at Frio. So I'll take the two goal head start.
Lachie Neal come out swinging at his own team the other day too, which is really a bit weird. I'm not sure if that's the way to go round zero, but I definitely can't see.
I think they had a player only meeting during the week. It's happened early. Yeah, they got on the piss early.
Yeah, yeah. He's using all the good stuff early.
Yeah.
I just think Brisbane will bounce back. If you can't be 45 points up without being a reasonable team, even after losing a couple of players. So Freo will be under the pump every single week of this year, and so will the coach.
Give me the under. Freo, just
you won't be watching it?
What time is it?
Sunday at 6:50.
6:50, mate, I'll be in bed.
Close to.
Yeah, 6:50. That's a late game. Usually the last Sunday game started like 4 o'clock, don't they?
Is it daylight saving yet, Sam? That's the difference. 3 hours. No. So that's instead of 2 hours, more than 3 hours.
I'll be home. Give me the over then. I'll be on the couch. I'll be getting ready for bed. Give me the over.
166.5. You happy with that?
Well, it's a system play. Mm. It's probably the only game I'll get to watch this week, so I want to be watching a good game.
Yeah.
Mm. So give me the over.
All right, you can have it. Your best bet was Collingwood. Your best bet was the Dons.
The Dons.
Heath, do you have a best bet for the round?
I'm probably going to go against Swanee, and I'm going to say the Swans at $2.50. I think that's the best value bet.
I like
just
it.
Just straight out you can get.
Well, you can copy Heath and Danes on Dabble, and then we've got the season stuff. This is the real meat and potatoes.
The season stuff.
Straight in.
Which one would you like? Which market would you like to start with? Top eight or premiership?
Is this a different app? Is this we're just going straight in?
Straight in, because we'll do the questions in part two.
What market would you like to start with? Winner of the premiership?
Yes.
Okay. Let's have your thoughts, lads. I've got some odds here if you'd like to check in on what they are. Who is your pick for premiers of 2024, Dane?
Well, you'd be shocked to think. I'm taking the Pies v GWS Grand Final.
Okay.
And
who takes the flag?
Well, it's fucking anyway. Well, it's a toss-up, but I'll obviously take Collingwood. But it's very, very hard to go back-to-back. I say it every year, so I don't know, but probably a little bit biased. But I think we'll get to our top eight, top four now. I think those two sides will be in the prelims, and then you just got to play two good games. So
when was the last time Collingwood went back-to-back?
Have they ever?
Late 20s, definitely.
Was that the machine?
Four in a row.
Is that the machine? Is it what they used to call them?
I'm feeling there was another one.
I don't know.
It's been a long time.
It very rarely happens, I know. But, you know, it's got to happen at some stage again.
No, I think it's bullshit, by the way. That's
But my theory is I think GWS and Collingwood will both be in the prelims, hopefully not against each other. Then my thing's out the window. But I think they'll make the prelims, and then you just got to play well fucking in the last two games in September. So I'm going to take a Collingwood GWS granny with the Pies winning on home soil.
Collingwood are paying $6, GWS $5.50.
Yep.
The other $6 is Brisbane, so there you go.
Yeah, well, I didn't say Brisbane.
No. Do you reckon they'd be on par though?
Yeah, they'll be right there. They'd want to get a home prelim.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Heath, your favourites for the flag?
I'm the same as the grand finalists, but I'll take the Giants. And
ooh,
I mentioned to a few people before round zero that if the Giants beat Collingwood, they'll come right in. They were, I think they were $9 or $10 before the weekend. And what are they, $5.50?
Do you think you'll hand the cup to the winner if it's a Pies Collingwood grand final?
I would. You'd I
think
would hope so.
Yeah, you'd think so. You could be the ambassador for the week.
I think
pay maybe, get a bit of cash and just
maybe
sink a few pots with the boys. Yeah, exactly. I'd say.
Maybe Lockie Keefe. He can hand it up as well if he wanted to. But
it could be the first time a coach bench presses the whole entire team on the dais.
Yeah, I think it's they're
big
the
man.
They play the best footy, those two teams, and when they're up and firing, hard to stop. So
the one I'd like to see is Collingwood Carlton, because I think that'll be unbelievable for Melbourne. But
for footy,
not sure about the Blues.
Do you want my kiss of death for which team's gonna?
Yeah, go on.
What does Port Adelaide have?
Port Adelaide are paying $13 today.
Oh, well, they're fucked. No, West Coast is a good bet this week. Then
if you shop around, $13. Their draw is unbelievable. Port.
Okay.
So by round,
they play 10, West Coast every week.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
By round 10, they should be 7, maybe 8 out of 10. Right. So they won't be $13. So from a trading perspective, $13 Port.
Trade out at round 10, is that what you're saying?
And I'm going to have a little on St Kilda and a little bit on the Dogs.
St Kilda are 34?
Well, that's 46.
Is this basically to trade out, or are you actually want to stick with them?
Well, definitely to trade out.
Yeah,
okay, yeah. The Doggies are $26 bucks.
Can they skip a final? Because like they always go out in straight sets. Who? So if they skip the first Port, so if they skip that first final and get to the second.
Well, this is my
one.
Point, Heath, that if it's $13 now, after round, if they win 7 out of the first 9, they will probably be at $6 and then you trade out and you can't lose.
Melbourne aren't great at winning finals either.
West Coast are $251. Imagine if you just put a little bit on them and they just did get Cousins and Kerr and Braun and
imagine if you won Tassalotto.
Imagine. Poor West Coast. Haven't they had a fall? Anyway.
Port Melbourne Grand Final.
Port and Melbourne Grand Final.
44.
I've got Port 8th in my lineup, but we'll get to that.
Well, let's go to our top 8 if you wouldn't mind. Okay. Can we do that one next, Dane?
Yep.
You tell me who you've got.
I've got Brisbane on top because I think they won't lose at home all year.
From now on.
From round one, yep. Yeah.
$1.25 to make
I've
the
top got
eight.
Pies second. They have because the only reason why they won't be more because they have to travel to Etihad a couple of times this year. Yeah, it's no good. I've got the D's third, GWS fourth, Adelaide fifth, Carlton sixth, Sydney seventh, and Port eighth. Gold Coast squeeze just unlucky at ninth, and my go through the rest, but the rest are all shit. and the rest are all just thrown in there. And my wooden spoon, Eagles win it again. Congratulations.
Nice. Yeah.
If we respect people, of course, but this is about betting. If there was a betting market on which coach won't last a year, what would be your top three?
Coach won't last a year?
Yep.
Longmuir?
Yeah.
Only they had a 3-year plan, and next year they're supposed to win a premiership by next year.
He would have to be favourite, wouldn't he?
He would because
I think so.
Because it's an easy sacking. Like he's not really like a huge name, and it's like if they are 1-4 or 1-5 or 1-6, then it's like sweet, no one cares.
You think Ken Hinckley and Bevo would be next?
Bevo Ken Hinckley's just re-signed.
Oh yeah, okay. Well, maybe not him.
Bevo'll be there.
Bevo,
yeah.
As in, he's not under pressure.
Well, if you're talking about top three,
just because there's more pressure on him like now,
yes,
like before the season's even
started. Which is why I would say Simon Goodwin.
I was going to say he's by name. What about Goodwin? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, apart from the culture, that aside.
Yeah.
Both with Bevo and Goodwin, there'll be a pile on whichever team has a shit one. They might both have good ones. Yeah. They might, but if they have a bad one, whereas other teams will be able to get away with it without that media pressure, and sometimes there'll be a caving pressure. I don't hope any of this, by the way, but we're saying about what's most likely.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you'd have to say one more. All right.
Can you tell us your top 8? We'll go with you next.
Port, Melbourne, Carlton, GWS, Collingwood, because
Port, Melbourne, Collingwood, GWS, top 4.
Melbourne, Carlton.
So Port going to finish on top.
Port will finish on top.
Fuck.
Melbourne, GWS,
Carlton.
Carlton.
Yep. Collingwood did the documentary, so they can't make the top 4.
So what are they, fifth?
Fifth.
Yeah.
Brisbane, they've already lost at home.
Yeah.
They've got a poor record at home already. St Kilda's going to be the riser and Freo will be the upset.
Whoa, fucking hell. Your top eight is...
There's always something weird.
Did you just put them in a bowl and shake it up and then pick them out?
Yes, I did. But anyway, I'm barracking for Ports. So I don't care.
There's always something weird. There's a lot weird about that top eight, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know.
What else was Collingwood when they finished top four first year?
Yeah, but that's one.
But
one thing changes. One
does.
Not anyway.
Yeah, geez. All right, Heath, top eight, please.
Giants on top.
Yep.
Brisbane.
Yep.
Collingwood. Yep. Swans. Ooh. Finish in the top four.
Ooh. Ooh.
And then
ooh.
Port, Carlton, Melbourne and Geelong. I've got Geelong coming in. I've got Jeremy to win the Coleman, so if he needs to kick a lot of goals.
We've all got West Coast bottom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Wooden Spooners. I think they're paying $1.80
well,
for the Wooden
Spooners. Well, Dane can't back against his own team for North.
This is exactly true. They're paying $4.
Paid up member.
For the Wooden Spoon, if you
want. Do you know Dane's paid up again as a member of North?
Oh, really?
I didn't get a choice. They fucking took the money out about 3 days after the granny.
Direct deficit.
Yeah, good luck that.
Oh, mate, they're red hot. Yeah. I was like, what's this $600
thing? Probably still hung over. Let's just get him while we can't see
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Yeah. Wasn't even thinking about footy. Footy was over. They snap up real quick.
They're not bad at all. Well, let's move to the Coleman medal because it's been touched upon and danced around. So we'll go to you first, Heath. If you could give us your Coleman medal picks, please, and I'll give you some odds.
Oh, I've got Jeremy Cameron on top.
$10.
And then obviously Curno.
$5.
Following, and then Toby Green.
Ooh. Toby Green. Let's have a scroll down.
You want to get going. He's only kicked one.
Hey,
he's paying $34.
He's paying $34 and the next 2 weeks – he's got North Melbourne and West Coast, and then a bye.
Yeah,
so he kicked one on the weekend. He's
filling his boots,
which is okay. It could be five, or maybe even more. He has kicked, I think, seven is the most he's ever kicked in a game. So I reckon he could challenge that in the next 2 weeks because they will cash in. Yeah. If not this week, it'll be 100 point of the week after.
Ralph, we'll go to you next. Your Coleman medal prediction, please.
I'll Max King. I'll back.
$13.
And I'll save Tom Lynch and Jeremy Cameron.
Jeremy Cameron paying $10. And who was your other person?
Tom Lynch.
Tom Lynch is paying $21. Ralph, what's your name? Dane.
My name's Dane.
I'm
going to take Tex Walker.
Taylor Walker. $15. Not a bad bet.
Yeah, I think.
He might not even be playing round one.
Why? What's wrong with him?
I think he's a bit sore.
Is he? As he saw, they haven't played a game. You're like him from, obviously, Curnow's just an easy. So I was trying to, that's a very easy option. He probably, every chance he does win it again, but I tried to give something with some value. Mm-hmm. So Kerno, if I could, so text for me for some value. Yep. What's Mason Cox playing?
Mason Cox? Fuck, I'm scrolling over here. Mason.
It'd be other.
Yeah, it'd be right.
I think he's there. Other.
Yeah. There's other way everyone.
Just for a bit of value.
He's actually not on the page.
Okay.
There we go.
Not
a
refusing to take bets. Yeah.
No, he's not on there. So sorry about that.
Okay.
Well, let's. What about the Brownlow then? Let's have a look at. Give us some value in that one, please, Dane.
Well, value. I think Nick Dacos wins it. I think he probably wins it pretty easily.
$6. He's paying. He's the favourite.
Yeah. Easy. Probably may get one on the weekend.
What if the Pies have a shocker?
No.
He's had 30 odd kick a goal. No, I can't give him one.
You'd probably give. Brown would probably get three.
Yeah.
And then Tom Green had 30, kicked a goal. Lockie Whitfield had 33, and the winning team won by a fair bit. So he probably misses out on.
Yeah, but the umpires have been known to just give fucking like super bets.
They do. They do just like him.
Yeah. So
let's say the Collingwood don't have a fab year. Who's other than Nick Dacos?
I don't mind Clayton Oliver if he.
He's paying $21.
It's not a bad bet.
What?
Like, he's like a good player.
No, mate, I took his over possessions on the weekend. It was like 26.5 or something, mate. If he's in the side, he's obviously fit. Yeah. Like 26.5 was just free money. I put it in with some other multis, which lost. So it wasn't free money. It wasn't but free. Exactly. I lost it. But if Melbourne win 14, 15 games, he's going to have 30 every week, kick goal. So you wanted some value. There's some value.
Thank Christian you. Petrarca.
He's paying $15.
He's going to play a bit more forward, I think.
That's right. When he kicks five, they'll have him. And the two Port boys, Butters and Rosie, is a good vote getter all the time. He's good odds, Rosie.
Butters is $18.
Yep.
And Rosie is $34.
Yes. Ooh, nice.
That's fat.
There we go.
Heath.
This is going to be a bit controversial, but...
We like it.
Lachie Neal just polls votes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And he continues to, and he will.
I reckon the rub's off him now.
But people will be, yeah, the umpires might have been a bit off him last year for winning. But Lachie Neale will be up there.
And what's your controversial one?
Tom Green.
Tom Green.
Might be hard to poll in that team, but Tom Green, he will.
No, he's playing $12. He's their favourite.
Bucks. Yeah, and then I saw during the week someone was saying
Lachie Neale 15.
They've had more bets or more money on Matty Rowell after one round than anyone else.
Oh. We're not overreacting, but after one round, he's won the Brownlow.
Yeah, he's come in from 50s to $17.
That Anderson's not a bad player either.
Yes.
Yeah.
He kicks goals. So if you're going to take someone from Gold Coast, I'd say Anderson because he kicks goals as well.
$26.
Best thing about Tom Green on the weekend, I saw him after the game. I said, oh, you're my super coach team. How many did you have? He goes, oh, I'm not sure, mate.
That's a lie.
30-odd, something like that, and a goal. I said, you had exactly 30 and a goal. You knew exactly what you had.
He's like, do you know anyone like that who you played with?
Maybe.
No, well, you don't know exactly. You can check it on the...
Exactly. Yeah. When you're in the top five every week, you're up on a scoreboard. So it's hard. You know exactly.
Pick that up, Sam.
And when you check it at halftime as well on your phone, you definitely know how many you've had.
I'll tell you
how much you need to lift.
I'll tell you know when you've had zero. Let me tell you. When you run around and it ticks over the 20-minute mark in the first quarter, you're that one, you're like, fucking hell.
I'm not rotating
off
either.
I need to go back. I'm going to kick out myself.
Is that what Mason was doing on the weekend?
Yeah. You wouldn't have some dark thoughts at halftime.
So how do we copy your bets?
You jump on Dabble, Lord Heath Shaw. Three league. Oh, Heaney cost me my multi Thursday night. He missed that goal in the last quarter. But actually, the other one was Brisbane cost me because I had the other three winners after that. So jump on. I'm not a huge footy punter. I probably prefer racing more, but I definitely will because it gives you something to do.
Did you get a fill up with your man Kieran on Celestial Legend?
No, I didn't. And I caught up with him on the Thursday as well. So it's even worse when he has a couple of winners on the Saturday and he doesn't give you anything. But he's got some good horses coming up as well.
Yeah, he's just
done some big races.
All right, well, thank you for coming in. And we'll do part two. We'll talk to our people. Yeah. But in the meantime, appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for having me again.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.